I'm Beth Crosby with Kinship Radio, and it is my pleasure to be talking with Michael Woolworth of Bible League International. Michael, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Hey, Beth. You've been a great friend of Bible League for several years now. You know, asking your listeners without any reservation to step into what God is doing through the ministry of Bible League. And, Beth, what an opportunity for you and I to come on just for a few moments and talk about this campaign, right? I mean, talk about this campaign. I mean, we're so overjoyed at the results here. We give God the glory, and we're so grateful for a very generous Kinship Radio listening family.
No kidding. Of course, we're talking about the Open the Floodgates Bibles for Africa campaign that's been running here for several weeks. Our goal for this campaign, Michael, was to send 2,000 Bibles to Bible-less believers in the continent of Africa. We not only met that goal, Michael, but I know that we exceeded it. How did we do?
You know, Beth, our prayer was that we could bless 2,000 waiting believers in Africa. We focused on this part of the world. Didn't pull it out of thin air. It's because this is where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers in the world. I mean, we tend to think the U.S. leads the charge, but really high atop the list is Africa. And because of this, as many as 9 of 10 new believers, members of our spiritual family, are forced to go without a Bible. And we said, can we do it for 2,000? If this is a big issue facing the global church in Africa, can we do it for 2,000? And Beth, when it was all said and done, your listeners provided 4,900 Bible-less believers with their very own copy of God's Word. And so
amazing.
Almost 5,000 answers to prayer. If every $5 gift is an answer to the prayer of a waiting believer, then we saw almost 5,000 prayers answered through this simple campaign. And so, Beth, we're just overjoyed. I can tell you it's always a joy for me to circle back to these believers that we know by name at Bible League and let them know, hey, the Bibles you're praying for, they're coming.
If there's one thing I know about the Kinship Radio listening family, they love God's Word, and they love to see it sent out to the people that need it. So, wow, Michael, we're so pleased to be able to help Bible League International in this way. That's amazing.
Well, let me just say this, Beth. We mentioned the name stories of people that were praying. Kiwami is a 50-year-old Christian in Rwanda near the Ugandan border. Beth, he became a believer, became a deacon in his church, was leading Bible studies in a small remote village there in the bush in Rwanda. And today, 92 people have said, we want to follow Christ. And so what a joy to be able to circle back to people like Kiwami and say, look, those 92 Bibles you were praying for, they're as good as there. And Beth, that's how it happens. It's you're just, you know, Bible League was just merely connecting this wonderful listening family with unmet Bible needs. Stories of, 200 here, 300 here, 500 here. And again, an incredible, generous response. We don't take this for granted, Beth, because we know there's a lot of things vying for our funds and our attention. But Beth, you guys, you call your listeners out to be who they are in Jesus every mm-hmm. single day. And this was simply an opportunity to take that in a tangible way and bless members of our spiritual family half a world away there in Africa. So we're so grateful. Again, 4,900 answers to prayer to this point. And Beth, I think of two scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul says, when we suffer together. When one part is suffering, we suffer together as the Christian community. And then the other verse that comes to mind, I'll leave you with this, Isaiah 52, how beautiful are the feet of those that send good news. And that really characterizes this listening family. We've had the joy of partnering together on this, I call it kingdom work, holy business. Beth, I think this is our third or fourth year, but all of us at Bible League, we're so deeply indebted, so grateful to your wonderful on-air staff, Beth, you and all your staff there. I mean, you rallied behind this. You invited your listeners to be a part of this, and they responded so generously. So from all of us at Bible League, God bless you for caring.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It has been an honor to be able to partner with you for such a great cause. Michael Woolworth of Bible League, bless you. We will certainly be praying for your ministry, and I know our Kinship listening family will be as well.
Thanks, Beth.